This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrapped up his visit to Washington on Wednesday with an impassioned speech before a joint meeting of Congress, expressing Ukraine's defiance through Russia's attack on his country.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Zelensky also thanked the U.S. for its military equipment and its financial support. Earlier Wednesday, President Joe Biden welcomed Zelensky to the White House, his first known visit outside Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion of the country in February. The trip comes as U.S. lawmakers are debating $45 billion more in emergency aid to Ukraine, which would bring the total American wartime assistance to more than $100 billion. Thousands of ambulance workers in Britain are staging a 24-hour strike with unions and government swapping accusations of blame for putting lives at risk. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The government's telling people not to play contact sports, take unnecessary car trips, or get drunk in order to reduce their risk of needing an ambulance. Unions have pledged to respond to life-threatening calls, but officials say they can't guarantee everyone who needs an ambulance will get one. Healthcare staff are seeking big raises in the face of decades-high inflation. But the government's refusing to budge, saying double-digit public sector raises will drive inflation even higher. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Gambian government said a military coup attempt was disrupted and four soldiers arrested for allegedly plotting to overthrow President Adamo Barrow.